DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us anywhere you get favorite podcasts. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show, or your smart speakers, just ask them to play WILK News Radio, and it'll play right then and there for you. It is 411, 46 degrees. And we are co-hosted today by Chelsea Strube. How are you doing, Chelsea? Thanks for joining us for the second hour of the show.
Having a great time.
A little difference. You don't have to worry about the camera, the lighting, makeup, hair.
Right,
you
know, right.
You got your headphones on, chilling out.
Yeah, I took my shoes off.
Kicking the feet back. And it's nice low-key atmosphere here, right?
Loving it.
You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Let me just get some of the breaking news out of the way that happened today. We do have a federal judge drop the charges on procedural basis for former FBI Director James Comey and the current Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, stating that the U.S. attorney that initiated the charges was improperly installed. So it's a procedural issue. Now, the statute of limitations for the charges against James Comey, which I said from the start when these charges were brought, it's a long shot. There is a stretch there to get a conviction in that case. But the statute of limitations is right around the corner. So it'll be tough, if not almost impossible, to reinitiate those charges there. But Letitia James, listen, this is a lot of paper trail documentation that she did, in fact, do what she did. And the allegations are that she took out loans for homes out of state where she claimed them to be her primary residence to get better interest rates for those loans. Now, she's been said on the record that she purchased those homes so her family could live in them rent-free to help them out. Listen, helping your family out is still an illegal benefit if you're lying to get those loans. So I would like to see those charges reinitiated. But as far as James Comey, looking at all the information that I had from the start, I truly think it's a stretch, and I think they should just move on with whatever happened here. Again, with the statute of limitations right there. The other issue is that video that came out. They call them the Seditious Five or Seditious Six, where members of Congress, senators and congressmen, made a video. Sort of alleging that people were violating, members of our military and our law enforcement and our intelligence committee were violating, were following illegal orders. Now, when they were pressed by their media, and by media, I mean CNN, MSNBC, ABC, when they were pressed by reporters on, like, what do you mean by that? What do you say? What do you believe has been an illegal order? They couldn't point to anything. And I really would have left it at that there. But, Donald Trump, being who he is and speaking his mind, brought up the charge of sedition, which does carry a penalty by death, and said that, and it just gave fuel for the fire for Democrats. So moving on from there, now the Department of Justice is saying that they are looking into maybe possibly bringing charges against Senator Mark Kelly, who was a captain in the United States Navy. He is retired, but even a retired member of the military is still subject to the UCMJ unless they resign their commission. If you just retire, you're able to be brought back active duty and tried for possible violations of the UCMJ. Again, I think in their follow-ups to where they openly said, well, we were just saying, what if? You know, this is just an advisory that we're saying. And this is an advisory that members of our military and law enforcement are told day in and day out. They realize their duties just fine without some members of Congress trying to create an issue where there's no issue here. But that being said, here we go with this next step here and let it take its course. But I personally just would have let it run its course and let the media make them look like fools, which they did, saying when they couldn't point to any illegal or unlawful order that's been given. Well, what if this happens? Or what if that? I mean, you could what if to death everything, every scenario, anywhere. How about we look at the things that we do know in front of us and move forward as our nation? That would be the best step there. So moving on back to more pleasant now that we covered the breaking story today, because we do want to make sure, well, how come you didn't say this? Well, I did. The dynamics of a family holiday gathering, Chelsea, and how they change over time. Now, we're going to our son and our daughter-in-law's house to see our grandchildren. This is going to be the first time all my kids are together since 2020. You know, we have two active duty military. Our daughter's a nurse. She was in nursing school or doing clinicals and couldn't get down there. So this is the first time in 5 years we're going to have everyone together. And we're looking forward to it. We're going to shoot down on Wednesday, and we're going to be there till Sunday. But you know, our daughter-in-law put out, well, this is what I'm making. These are the times, you know, what dishes is everybody else making? You know, she's a planner. That's just the way she is.
Yep.
And, but as grandparents now, it's kind of, you have to take a step back and say, well, okay, I'm along for the ride now. We're not running the show because usually Thanksgiving's at our house. But because of the dynamics now, it's easier to have it there. But that taking a step back and saying, well, we have to go with the rough flow here and take those plans. It's not always easy, you know, especially Christmas. You know, we're going to be down there Christmas and we did the same thing with our children. So we totally get it. They said, we want Christmas morning for Fallon, my grandson, to wake up at his house and Santa Claus be there, you know, under his Christmas tree with the gifts, you know, that morning. Not Santa Claus be there, but know that Santa Claus came to his house.
The magic is still happening.
Yes.
Okay.
And we get that because that's what we did. You know, Christmas was always at our house because we had the kids. Well, they have the kid now. We're grandparents. So we're going to be going to my daughter's house Christmas Eve, who lives 3 miles from them, and we're going to spend Christmas Eve there. And Christmas Day, after our grandson and his parents open their gifts and spend their Christmas, later that afternoon or late morning, we'll go over and then have the grandparents' gifts and the aunts' gifts and such like that. But that dynamic is, especially being the first time, it's not easy for that change. And
right.
And you, being newly married now, there's different, you know, you've done things your way for holidays. I'm sure Rob has done things his way for holidays. Well, now it's your way, your guys' ways. And that give and take is the dynamic. So what are your plans for the holidays here coming up?
Obviously, with my sister being sick, I mean, she kind of takes priority. So it's like, well, what's Carly doing? What does she want to do? Does she want to travel? Does she want to stay home? Let's go to her. So I'm very lucky that I'm blessed to be able to travel and go where I need to go to see her. But she and her family unit are our focus. Also because my nephew's 8 and he's the only grandson. So, you know, we want to go see the Christmas play and we want to go see what Santa brought and be a part of that magic, because we don't know when that magic's going to fade from an 8-year-old. You never know what the kids are talking about in school nowadays. So we want to try to be a part of that magic until we can have that magic in our own house.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's, we new couples and, you know, I was there and we just celebrated our 30-year wedding anniversary. But, you know, going to my wife's parents on Christmas Eve, and then we had our Christmas at our house that day. And then my parents came to our house, you know, later that morning, and my brothers and such. I then, which they say to this day, made the mistake when we moved from New York to here in Pennsylvania. And I was semi-retired at the time because of situations. Basically, I was thankful to be alive. So I said, listen, we never really had that much time. You know, I was able to have maybe Christmas Day off, maybe another day around there. I says, we're off now. I said, let's go to Disney for Christmas. So we took our three children to Disney. And my brothers to this day are like, you ruined Christmas because you took the family away. Because I had the only kids at the time. So after the third year, because I, coming from New York and Northeast Pennsylvania on Christmas time, I kind of liked wearing shorts and a t-shirt and going in the pool Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And Disney World is tremendous during Christmas. Anyone who's ever been there, they really go all out for that, for those, for those days. So, and it's a big, it's crowded time. So we were there for Christmas and New Year. And after the third year of doing that, one of my kids says, oh, we have to go to Disney again for Christmas. And I was like, that's it. We'll never go again.
Never again.
I mean, it's not cheap to go to Disney World for Christmas. So that was the end of that. So, but since then, my brothers to this day, again, decades later, still say that I ruined Christmas because once I started going to Florida to Disney for Christmas, everyone else started doing their own thing. And to bring everybody back together really never transformed. It really never happened. So I guess going to Disney, I ruined Christmas.
Well, this, I, now that I think about it, this might be my first Christmas I'm not working.
Wow.
So I don't even know what we're going to do yet. I don't know. I don't know how not to work on Christmas. So we'll see.
There you go. It's a hard dynamic. You know, usually in the police department and such, it was always good with, if you had small children, you know, they try and give you Christmas Day. And then I would work New Year's because, you know, usually the older people who children were older wanted New Year's to go out and do things. Thanksgiving Day, I always volunteered to work the Thanksgiving Day parade because it's a great day. It's real fun. And I was home by the time you started to eat anyway. So I wasn't home for the cooking portion or the getting things ready, which I enjoy now. But by the time I get home, you know, after washing up within an hour, we were ready to eat. So I still had that. So that mixture there. So, yeah, you should really figure out the last time you were off on that holiday.
I mean, I remember covering the near flooding happening in 2020. Being in Wilkes-Barre when they were putting down the floodgates. That's like probably my most memorable Christmas. But that's weird that, oh, I remember Christmases by the near tragedy I was covering.
Yeah. And like I said, this is going to be our first Thanksgiving in 5 years that all our kids are together for once.
That's special. You need to pick some board games. You need to play Fishbowl. That's a fun game. Have you ever played Fishbowl?
No, I haven't played it. But it's funny because when we were shopping for our grandson's Christmas gifts, they had a traditional board game, Jumanji. It was made of wood. And I picked it up and I held it up and showed it to my wife. And I said, let's give this to our kids and really mess with their Christmas. Because I guarantee you none of them would touch it just because of superstition. They wouldn't touch it. So it would have been a wasted money, but I just would have liked to see the expression on their face.
My nephew found one of those this week at a church rummage sale. And I was like, man, the place to find a Jumanji game is definitely at a rummage sale.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might be active. That might be a real one.
If you hear drums playing, start running.
Right.
If anyone sees rhinos or ostrich running down the block, you know Chelsea's the blame.
Sorry, guys.
So, we'll see it there.
My bad.
It's 4:23 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Got some text messages in. Chelsea, great to hear you on the radio. Don't be a stranger. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Rob.
Thank you, too.
And love the show. Love Chelsea was another one. Got another text message. For those of us who don't know, who was Chelsea? Who's Chelsea? Chelsea Stroub, former on-air TV person at WNEP, and now
congressional spouse and philanthropist.
There you go. There you go. So that's who that is. So you were talking about board games, and in the commercial break, I was saying, yeah, my family's really not a big thing. I enjoy the game Monopoly and such like that, but you looked
and
up.
And it made me sad. It made me sad for you.
You looked up Fishbowl.
Yes. So Fishbowl is a game that I've started playing with friends and family recently. I learned about it on vacation maybe 2 years ago, but it's a combination of Taboo, Charades, and Password. Three amazing games by themselves. But the way Fishbowl works is you have a group of people and take some paper, rip it up, and people write on a piece of paper something. It could be anything. It could be a famous person. It could be a phrase. It could be a movie. It could be a book. It could be an inside joke. It could be anything. But you don't want to, you want to do three words or less. You fold them up, put them in a bowl. And then you go around in a circle, and in the circle, every other person is on your team. So you pass the bowl around, you have a minute, and the first round is taboo. So taboo is like catchphrase, where you're trying to get people to say what's on the piece of paper without saying what's on the piece of paper. And you want to see how many one person can get from their team in 1 minute, and then you pass the bowl until it's empty. So however many each person gets, that's the points that your team gets. And then once the bowl is empty, you put everything back in the bowl and start again, and you do charades with the same phrases. So if you've developed jokes or funny things in the course of the game, you can kind of just go back to those things.
You can use those as hints.
Right. And then you do that again. And then once the bowl's empty again, the third round is password. So you can only use one word to get them to guess that phrase.
All right. Well, any of you out there who...
Anybody who needs help, let me know.
You could send Chelsea a message and just say any more board game recommendations or on the rules. And you found those rules right online. So
I Googled fishbowl game and it's right here.
There you go. So... you're looking for something to do this holiday weekend. And again, the day before Thanksgiving is one of the bigger get-togethers for friends, right?
And what's fun is when you do this with, you know, the millennials and the boomers and the Gen Z, and you get everybody together, and it's so much fun.
There you go. So there's your board game tip of the week here, brought to you by Chelsea Strube on the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Full of them. I'm full of them.
It's 4:31 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes in law enforcement here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice on this day throughout history, November 24th, throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Today we have three that we're going to recognize. Constable Thomas W. Woolfield Sr., Pennsylvania State Constable, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. He was shot and killed while escorting a woman to pick up belongings from her estranged husband's home in Elizabethtown, Lancaster County. As the two entered the residence, they were met by the husband, who opened fire, killing the both of them. The suspect was convicted of Constable Woolfield's murder and sentenced to two life sentences. Constable Woolfield was survived by his two children. Police Officer Frank Victor Maroney, Philadelphia Police Department in Pennsylvania, 1952, on this day, suffered a fatal heart attack shortly after a foot pursuit of a subject in a house near 17th Street and Federal Street. He and his partner had gone to the home to interview the man about a burglary of a nearby saloon. When the subject answered the door, he saw the officers. He immediately fled to the third floor of the home with both officers in pursuit. They took the man into custody, transported him to the police station.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
For further questioning. Once they arrived, Officer Maroney complained of chest pains, collapsed, and was transported to Graduate Hospital, where he passed away a short time later. Then we have Deputy Sheriff Joseph Daniel Coyle, Armstrong County Sheriff's Office in Pennsylvania, 1919. Was shot and killed as he and his partner pursued two subjects on foot at 7 p.m. The railroad tracks in the rear of the American Street and Tin Plate Company plant in Leechburg Borough. Both deputies and a civilian who were accompanying them were eating dinner inside a restaurant on Market Street when the two men were acting disorderly, removed from the restaurant by the owner after one of the men assaulted a waitress. The owner notified both deputies and they followed the men outside to the restaurant to the alleyway where they notified both subjects they had 20 minutes to leave town. They failed to do so, they would be arrested. They returned to the restaurant to finish dinner when they spotted both subjects in an adjacent corner speaking to a local man approximately 20 minutes later. Both deputies approached the man, fled on foot. Deputy Coyle caught up to one of the men nearing the railroad bridge, grabbed the subject's left arm and placed him under arrest. The man swung around and shot Deputy Coyle in the chest. Deputy Coyle's partner pursued both subjects, exchanging 10 to 12 shots with them until both men escaped by hiding under the railroad car. This again, 1919, Joseph Daniel Coyle, Deputy Sheriff, Armstrong County Sheriff's Office. And those are our three that we recognize today on this November 24th. Again, especially this week of thanks here, you see one of your first responders out there, paid or volunteer fire service, your EMTs, your paramedics, any first responder out there, give them a thank you because they are out there risking their lives on a call for someone that'll come from someone they've never met before and don't know anything about, but they will risk their lives doing that each and every day, and they do it each and every day. So we thank you for your service out there to all our first responders, regardless of the role you play. It is 4:40 here at WILK.
Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. This afternoon, sunny and breezy, high of 50 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, low of 36. Wednesday, partly sunny and warm, with a few showers, high of 60 degrees. Wednesday night, breezy and turning colder, low 36. Thanksgiving, breezy with temperatures dropping in the PM and some snow showers and flurries, high 41. Friday, breezy and colder with snow showers and flurries, high of 39 degrees.
It's currently 44 degrees here at 4:40. Let's do the pens. Skip the shopping lines and hit the blue lines instead. At the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins face off against the Lehigh Valley Phantoms this Friday at 7:05 p.m. It's a 28-22 news. Fan-controlled Friday with fans 21 and over and enjoy $2 drafts from 6 to 7:30, courtesy of Coors Light. Everyone can stay after the game to meet a pair of Penguins players during the post-game autograph session. Presented by Northeast Music Center, be sure to stop into the Igloo Team store in great Black Friday deals and discounts. Get your tickets at WBSPenguins.com. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio with Chelsea Strube here in the studio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been on this day, November 24th, throughout history. We got lots of things out there.
Ones.
Yeah. Let's start off in 1963. Lee Harvey Oswald was killed on live television. 2 days after President John F. Kennedy's assassination, Oswald was shot by Jack Ruby in the basement of the Dallas police headquarters during a live TV broadcast as he was being transported out of the interrogation room for processing.
Wild.
Number two, Chelsea, you want to take that?
Sure. 1859, Charles Darwin publishes On the Origin of Species. Darwin's groundbreaking work on evolution and natural selection was released in the United States and Britain, reshaping modern science.
1859. Can you believe that? They were hard at work back then trying to mold where we are today. 1874, Joseph Glidden receives a barbed wire patent. The invention dramatically altered American agriculture, cattle ranching, and settlements of the West.
Number four, 1944, U.S. bombers strike Tokyo. In the Pacific during World War II, American B-29s carried out one of their first major bombing raids on the Japanese capital.
We have two right now, current active flying B-29s. One's called Doc and the other one's called Poncho. My son actually flew in Doc.
Okay.
He was down. He had a training mission, and when he landed at his airport, I believe he was somewhere in Alabama. Doc was there on the tarmac, and it has a vintage crew that flies with it. And they came up to the military pilots, and they said, "Hey, we got some extra spots. You want to come on?" He flew up in the cockpit in that the only one of the only two flying B-29s.
Wow!
So it was incredible to do that. 1969, Apollo 12 returns to Earth, the second crewed mission to land on the moon, splash down safely in the Pacific, completing another major achievement in the space program.
And in 1998, America Online, better known as AOL, announces it will buy Netscape, a major tech era moment as AOL moved to acquire Netscape Communications in a landmark internet industry deal.
There you go.
When you saw that,
you were like, I remember AOL. I still have an AOL email address.
Oh, really?
I do.
Wow.
It's not my primary anymore, but it's still active. 1971, D.B. Cooper hijacking manhunt begins. The day after the infamous skyjacking, authorities launched a massive search in the Pacific Northwest for the mysterious hijacker who parachuted out of a Boeing 727 with $200,000. There's still searches to this day of people looking for that money because it was never recovered.
1932, FBI Crime Lab opens. The Bureau of Investigation, later the FBI, officially opened its Technical Crime Laboratory in Washington, D.C.
And number nine there on this top 10 of history. 1987, the U.S. and Soviet Union agreed to eliminate INF nuclear missiles. Negotiations finalized terms in the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, the INF, which was later signed in December.
1980, earthquake in California damages the Santa Barbara region. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck near Livermore, causing millions in damage across parts of Northern California.
And we have some Pennsylvania history here. We're going way back here. 1759, Fort Pitt construction continued under British control. Following the French evacuation, the British expanded Fort Pitt, modern-day Pittsburgh, which became a crucial strategic post in early Pennsylvania.
And in 1863, Gettysburg National Cemetery consecration impact continues. Just days after Lincoln's address on November 19th, the ceremony's aftermath continued to dominate Pennsylvania newspapers on November 24th, shaping early public reaction to the Gettysburg Address.
In 1903, Pennsylvania's anthracite coal region stabilized after a major strike. Following Roosevelt's intervention earlier that fall, the anthracite coal industry returned to normal operations by late November, heavily reported on November 24th.
In 1936, major flood control projects approved across Pennsylvania. In response to the devastating 1936 St. Patrick's Day flood, federal flood control measures for Pennsylvania rivers were advanced with Key Corps of Engineers actions logged on November 24th.
And finally, 1984, the Philadelphia 76ers retired Julius Dr. J. Irving's jersey. The Sixers honored one of basketball's all-time greats, retiring his number six in a major ceremony in Philadelphia. And that's today in history. And Chelsea, we like to bring in some sports. Now, did you watch any sports this week at all? Any college or pro football or anything like that?
All I know is Pitt won, and that's awesome because I'm a Pitt Panther. I don't really follow it
Are
that much.
Are you a Pitt Panther?
I am.
You went?
Okay. Yep. I have a twin brother. We both went to Pitt. So it's kind of exciting because they're doing pretty well.
Yeah. EJ, our traffic guy, he's a big Pitt fan.
He's wearing a Pitt hat. I saw him.
Yeah, that's him. Jake, what do we got with football? I saw that Penn State pulled it out, a pretty impressive win.
Yeah, 37-10 over Nebraska. Very, very impressive. And sure.
Eagles fell to Cowboys.
What a collapse, man.
Yeah.
What a collapse. 20-0. And, I mean, on the other side of it, as far as the Dallas Cowboys go, just the emotion behind that victory and the tributes that they had for Marshawn Nealand and the walk-off field goal by Brandon Aubrey there at the end. I mean, you know, depending on – I know there's a lot of Eagles fans. I know there's a lot of Cowboys fans, but pretty special win for the Cowboys no matter how you look at it.
I posted a video on my Facebook page. I don't know if you saw it, about the Cowboys player.
Yeah, I did see that.
Who was a walk-on player to the Dallas Cowboys, and he was a gunner on the kickoff team, and he got knocked down on his butt at least three or four times during that. But he's the one who caused the fumble right on within the 5 yard line.
Changed the whole complexion of that game for sure.
And it just goes to show, no matter how many times you get knocked down, just never quit. Always give it your best. And that was a prime visual example. Is that your Steelers? How did they do? I saw Aaron Rodgers not even dressed because he's out.
Yeah, the wrist
with a broken
injury,
hand.
Like we talked about. I mean, luckily for him, it's not the throwing hand. He doesn't need surgery. And then, you know, Mike Tomlin, the brightest mind in NFL history. Just ask him. Just ask anyone on ESPN. You know, he claimed that he made the decision to sit Aaron Rodgers. And isn't it kind of funny how this team is 6-5 and the 6 victories they had this year, Mike Tomlin gets all the praise in the world. The 5 losses this year, the Seattle Seahawks, well, Aaron played terrible. Loss number 2 and 3, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Green Bay Packers. Well, the defense didn't show up. Loss number 4, the Chargers. Well, Aaron Rodgers played the worst game of his career. And then yesterday against the Chicago Bears, well, you know, Mason Rudolph, this is why he's always been a backup. It's just so funny. It's so funny how much of a double standard it is when it comes to this organization and that head coach. I will never understand for the life of me. Hey, they win, he gets all the praise, all the credit. They lose, it's everybody else's fault. And it's just the most amazing thing in the world. And, you know, I'm not even, contrary to what you may think, I'm not even really all that upset about it. I'm just more baffled and dumbfounded how, again, someone that has underperformed for well over a decade now at their job, how best job security in the world. He has it right there in Pittsburgh.
All right. Well, we got a text message in. I hope you got all your PSU bashing out. The Beast of the East is back. I don't think we were bashing PSU.
No,
I just think it's going to go through a major transition now.
Yeah.
And, you know, is this the coach? Maybe after that kind of win. But we don't know yet, and we'll see.
Yeah, like I was saying, Terry Smith, I mean, he's an alumni. He talked about it, I think, not too long after they gave him the interim job, that obviously this is something that he's very passionate about and something that obviously is near and dear to his heart. I mean, you know, they got Rutgers on Saturday. We'll see how that goes. And, yeah, I mean, I haven't really heard anything as far as a clear-cut favorite for this coaching search.
All right. Yeah. It's thank you, as always, Jake,
no problem.
With your sports knowledge there.
And a big one tonight.
Yeah.
Playoff atmosphere, San Francisco 49ers, Carolina Panthers, the Christian McCaffrey Bowl, as I like to call it. I mean, it's a full circle moment for a lot of people. I mean, obviously, Christian McCaffrey, how he started. It's funny. His very first game in 2017 was at the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan, that was his head coaching debut. Obviously, those two families go way, way back with Mike Shanahan and Ed McCaffrey, the two championships that they won together in Denver. That was actually who Kyle wanted to draft in 2017, and Mike actually talked him out of it. They made that trade. Yeah, it's pretty full circle. Kyle's first game as head coach, that was George Kittle's first game, and here we are tonight. Like I was saying, the Christian McCaffrey Bowl, I could totally see, you know, a heavy dose of McCaffrey. I could totally see Purdy and Kittle. That was an amazing combination this past Sunday against the Cardinals. So, yeah, I think it's pretty easy to figure out where I'm leaning as far as Monday night goes.
No doubt. And Thanksgiving Day, Navy midshipmen are playing that day. And their quarterback is up for the – he's been announced as a Heisman Trophy running for the Heisman Trophy.
And honestly, I've always – like Thanksgiving games this year, I feel like there's some really, really good matchups this year. I mean, 1 o'clock, you've got Green Bay at Detroit on Fox, 4:30. Kansas City Chiefs at Dallas Cowboys on CBS. I mean, record-wise, I think they're going to blow the record out of the water. 3 years ago, it was the Cowboys and the Giants. 42 million people tune in for that on Thanksgiving. I think that record is getting obliterated. And then 8:20 on NBC, the Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens, and it sounded like Joe Burrow will be back for the first time in 2.5 months.
All right, there you go. And I want to stand corrected that the B-29, the names were Doc and Fifi. Fifi is the second B-29.
Sounds like an appropriate name.
Yeah. Fifi and Doc are the only two flying B-29s that we still have in establishment. Somebody said that the B-25s were the ones that dropped also in Japan. I just looked and they were both used at that time. So, and they said it's the Fifi, the B-29 Fifi, has been at AVP during at the Reading Air Show every year. So, good to see that. They're great. I have video from it flying from the inside cockpit, and it's something else. It's 4:56 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's coming up to the 5 o'clock hour here. We did get a text message in. We could throw out there, Chelsea. This was to you, I guess. Hey, Rob. Hey, Chelsea. You are my favorite. Great to hear from you and what you're doing. Fantastic work you do.
Thank you.
Never changed the channel when you were on. Sad when you disappeared and how. Have a great holiday. Keep coming back on with Rob.
Hey.
You know you're always welcome here. So
thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. And the person who said that if we were done beating up PSU, which I don't think we were, said if they were smart, they would offer Terry Smith a head coach job for a couple of years. I think to save their recruiting, it wouldn't be a bad idea, especially with the momentum he has going, because people aren't going to commit to a team that there's no head coach or coaching staff for. So they're going to be a year behind on that. It's 5 o'clock here at WILK. We will be back with the third hour of Rob and Chelsea Strube here on the Rob O'Donnell Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.